There is an organic pattern, or we could say order of the universe, that is a blueprint for nature to express its beauty. In Chinese, this is called Li. Li is usually translated as the markings in jade, grain and wood, and fiber and muscle. It is supposed to signify a definite pattern that originates within an organism as its nature and comes into existence when an organism harmonizes with the Tao. This Li principle is usually thought of as Neo-Confucian rather than Taoist, because it differs from the Confucian virtue of Li, which is based on correct understanding and practice of rites and ceremonies. The Confucian concept of Li has no relevance to the way of Lao Tzu or to the harmony of nature. Nor is it relevant to Wu Wei. Nature exhibits the Taoist Li always, as the mineral, plant, and animal kingdoms are not intelligences that could try to disrupt its harmony. The human kingdom, on the other hand, being the highest form of intelligence on this planet, constantly seeks to challenge nature's laws and rhythms. Humanity has a schizoid sense that we are somehow alien to this planet, yet we depend on nature for everything that gives us life. Without the food that we eat or the air that we breathe, we would not have evolved out of the lower kingdoms. We feel alienated from all other life because we perceive only a linear world. From this convoluted view, we build our communities on linear systems. The society is a construct of designed systems, such as organized culture, government, politics, and religion, which all oppose natural laws and swim against the current of Tao. We erroneously uphold these systems because we feel that life would be nothing without them. Yet they are built on the notion that we can control nature's pattern, Li. The destruction of nature for material gain is a result of these systems' effect on the human mind. We pay more attention to our own indoctrination than to the actual world that gives us life. Nature, being non-linear, cannot be understood by a humanity shaped by a linear perspective. From this standpoint, we seek to lord it over nature because we do not understand it. Yet according to Lao Tzu and Zhuangzi, this is the very problem that will lead us into complete and utter annihilation, because in not understanding nature, we do not understand ourselves. The Tao that Zhuangzi could perceive in everything does not exclude human life. Human life is an intrinsic part of nature because a human being is nature. The fight for control of nature stems from humanity ignoring its own nature, which we do when we adopt external influences that transform us into machines. Our psychology, in turn, resembles the repetition of a machine rather than the spontaneity of nature. The mind of the average individual is solely focused on the maintenance and upkeep of a linear system. Such a person is unlikely to allocate any energy toward her own inner world, because that would conflict with her linear habits. But this orientation toward the outer world is going to lead us into the arms of annihilation if we do not realize that all natural growth comes from within the organism. And all of nature's constituents, including human beings, function according to this universal pattern. Nature's harmony can be disturbed but never eradicated, because the Tao courses through the patterns of Li. Organisms that challenge this order do not fare well. We generally ignore the fact that the organic pattern and principle of Li are within the human organism too. The organic pattern of Li within the ecosystem is the same intelligence that is found in our nerves, senses, and ultimately our cognitive functions and psychology. This is why those who practice spiritual cultivation usually have a harmonious biological and psychological disposition. They show respect to their bodies and minds by refusing to overstimulate them with excessive consumption. The Taoist philosophy of Li affirms that anyone can attain a liberated state of harmony with the world, but only if we act in the same way as nature. The ecosystem of nature is nothing like the average modern life of a human being. What, then, would it take for a human to act as nature intended? Nature's way is harmonious because each of its components follow its own Li, its way of harmonizing with other manifestations of Tao. This mutual resonance and interdependence is known as Ying in Chinese, and is another key aspect of Taoist philosophy. It is an essential principle for understanding the effortless mind. The mutual resonance and harmony of nature are only possible in the way they are as the Tao is. When we look into nature, we do not see the busyness and complexity of, say, a city. On the contrary, we perceive a simple world in harmony through the stillness of Tao. Zhuangzi said that from the still point of the Tao in the center of the circle, one can see the infinite in the world of forms. This means that the mind that is completely empty and still can perceive reality as it truly is. The Tao liberates the mind from its linear constraints by enabling it to follow the way of nature. To act according to nature requires becoming receptive to the forces of the cosmos, which can only be received in the complete stilling of the mind. The process of settling the ripples of the mind is known as Nirodha in Sanskrit, which in Patanjali's classical yoga means restriction, the process of stopping the whirls, vritti in Sanskrit, of the mind. This stilling of the mind is the key objective of many forms of meditative practices and Eastern wisdom. Yet paradoxically, the objective can never be attained if it is thought of as a goal to achieve. This is because the stillness of mind that many people hope to attain is actually our natural state right here and now, and not at some future destination. But this realization is veiled by the hypnosis that we have acquired from the external world. Enlightenment right here and now is the sage's axiom. A sage would ask us, how could we ever attain or achieve something that is already our true nature? This may look simple for sages to realize, but keep in mind that they were also once on a journey of self-discovery. They too had to undergo the process of thinning out their conditioned personality so that they could ultimately recognize that consciousness is naturally transparent and reflective like water. Water acts in the same way as mind. When water is disturbed, it is not transparent or reflective, as the waves and ripples obscure its essence. But when water is completely still, it is in its pure, true state of transparency and reflectivity. The nature of mind is stillness, which is beyond effort. Yet the waves and ripples of conditioning obscure this truth. Emptying your mind of these conditioned habits and latent tendencies, you come face to face, so to speak, with the Tao. The Tao of the Absolute is within our natural stillness, and this natural state is where spontaneity is effortlessly born. Stillness is where the virtue of Wu-Wei is lived. If we come into contact with the still point of the Tao, then we begin to nourish the rest of existence through the art of living Wu-Wei.